I'm out and about at the Alexandrina Wildlife Support Group, and I'm here standing in front of a turtle tank with, well, not a tank, it's a beautiful big open pond with Deanne Smith. She's the chair. Hi there, Deanne.
Hi, how you going?
I'm really well, thank you. And what are we looking at here?
This is one of our turtle refuge that we have. It's one of the newer ones, two in the making. At the moment, there's three shortnecks in here that call this place home. We look after, care for injured turtles that come in from the wild, as well as we've taken in expat turtles that people either no longer want, or we've actually found them in the streets that, you know, they shouldn't be out there.
All right. And you've been running this place for what, 30 years?
No, I've been caring for wildlife for 30 years. The Alexandrina Wildlife, our group's been going since 2009. Which started when the turtles were suffering from all the tube worm and toxins from the drought back in 08 and 010. That's where we started, because we needed funding to help the work that we were doing and continue the work that we were doing. And this is where we are now.
All right. And I hear there was, what, hundreds of turtles, and you had to flush out the salts and toxins?
Thousands. There was only four of us at the time. We had well over 900 come through in that time frame. Unfortunately, we lost a hell of a lot, not just with the tube worm, but toxins got into their system and, of course, sort of killed them inside out. We learnt the hard way that there was toxins. You need to flush them out. And once we started doing that, our success rate of helping the turtles dramatically increased, which was really good.
Jeez. Your father refers to you as the number one turtle expert, because vets ask for your help sometimes and ask for your advice. So you've really come to understand a lot about them.
Yeah, I had to learn quick. Back in 08, 09, just relying on other experts to, you know, give me information and learn the hard way, as I said. I don't really classify myself an expert, just dedicated and passionate with these little guys and trying to save them where I can. So.
Yeah. So what are the challenges these days? What are you looking after these guys for? Can you tell us a bit about the turtles in the pond at the moment?
Two ex-pets, which is one of the main things with the pet industry. Unfortunately, people buy the little turtles as, you know, about 50 cent piece size, and they don't realise how big they can actually grow. The other one was rescued from Middleton Beach, which we think, and another ex-pet that might have been dumped into the creek there, and he's been flushed out. He was one of three, and he's the only survivor. Salt water would have got in their systems. As well as providing a home for the ex-pet turtles, this will give people an idea of like how big turtles actually get to, and try and educate the difference between your short necks and your long necks, which a lot of people don't realise.
What is the difference? The neck size?
Basically the neck size, yes. The other thing is your short necks, most common short neck that are pet turtles is the River Murray turtle, and hence the name. They're only found in the River Murray. If you find them wandering the streets, like I've had in Goolwa, found one wandering down Kessel Road, that sort of thing, 9 out of 10 times it's an expat, either escaped or someone's dumped it. Dumping them, they're just going to have a slow death. They cannot survive on their own. Then with the long necks, they got a snake neck. They're also called snake necks because they're long neck. But your eastern long necks are the ones that you usually see walking the roads, and at this time of year, because it comes up to nesting season. So they're the ones that you'll see out and about, and if you do find them, we just ask for you to, if they're not injured, put them to the side of the road that they're heading, and they should be fine.
Right. And should people give you a call if they need some support and help with turtles?
Definitely. And we want to know where turtles are sighted as well. There's a great app, citizen science app called TurtleSat, where you can record when you see a turtle. This will help professors and researchers build up enough information to increase research, try and help these turtles with survival. So, because a lot of them are under threat of extinction due to like man-made our intervention. Foxes are one of the main predators when they lay their nests. About 95% are destroyed nests when they're laid. So there's a lot of factors against the poor turtles. They are one of the most important animals for our river systems and creeks. They're known as the vacuum cleaners of the river systems, hence they clean out a lot of the crap, both vegetation and any dead matter that's around the place. So, as I said, they're one of the most important critters that we need.
Yeah, right. Wow. And you know the reason I found you was I've been cruising around Goolwa this morning. I went to the church, the Anglican church, lovely little op shop, some great people there. Shout out to Jenny and Robin and the other team members. I typed in op shop because I was like, oh, I just need more. I need more of a bargain. And you've got a shop here too, which is a great combination of efforts here, because not only are you looking after turtles and other wildlife, but you're giving people an opportunity to come and grab a bargain and raise a bit of money, right?
Yeah. Our little op shop, Charity Barn, is basically any funding that we get to support the work that we're doing with both turtles and other native wildlife. We're only open Fridays and Saturdays because we're busy looking after our animals most of the other time. But, yeah, there's always a bargain to find in there. And usually our regulars, if they need something, even like a pot, pan, whatever, they'll come here first and see if they can get it. And usually they can. They can find what they want. So it's good. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for enlightening us this Turtle Awareness Month. And looks like you're doing a fabulous job. So I hope you also take a bit of time out for yourself every so often.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, not often, but yeah, where I can. Yeah. So yeah. Thank you.